This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Sports Bettors Paradise on the Bet Rivers Network.
All right, it's draft week here at Bet Rivers, and who better to talk about the draft with my buddy in Denver right now, Brandon Stokely, and we're going to get into the draft of the NFL a lot, but the TNT cameras caught you courtside last night for game two for the Nuggets and the Lakers, 20-point deficit in the second half. That place was going crazy. Cameras caught Peyton Manning talking to you, Brandon, and I mean, how about the sequence when LeBron gets the dunk? And what a game he played, too. And then the almost out of bounds, Porter, the three-pointer. I mean, and then, you know, the true buzzer beater, ball is in the air. What an atmosphere. How was it, man?
It was unbelievable. I mean, it was so much fun. I never thought they were going to be able to pull that thing out throughout the whole game. It was just, I mean, the Lakers had, it seemed like they had their number. And LeBron was playing unbelievable. And there was Murray. It wasn't his best game, but, you know, when it mattered the most, when you got some guys like Jokic and Murray, when it matters the most, they step up, and it was so much fun. Like you said, Jimmy, I mean, the building, the atmosphere was unbelievable, and I think it's going to be a good series. It's going to be a fun series. We'll see what the Lakers have when they go back to L.A., but that was a big win for the Nuggets.
Two double digit leads blown for the Lakers in the first two games in Denver against the defending champs. And I was courtside for that play-in game, that 7-8 playoff game in New Orleans where the Lakers, and one thing I was able, we didn't have that atmosphere, but man, LeBron is still playing at a high level at this. I mean, how about the back-to-back threes when Denver got it close in the fourth quarter, Brandon? I mean, to still see him playing. And look, I'm kind of suffer from LeBron fatigue, okay? I mean, I'm kind of worn out with him. But to see that guy play at that level is pretty damn impressive.
It's unbelievable. I mean, to do it as long as he's done it, you know, when you've been anointed the guy since high school and you've come in and you've delivered and some, I mean, it's really remarkable what he's been doing his whole career, and he's still doing it at the age that he is at now. It's impressive. And I know a lot of people like you, Jimmy, but you just got to appreciate it, right? You got to appreciate it while he's still doing it at a high level. So much fun to watch.
Well, he, Davis, and Russell all played their A games last night and still came up a little bit short. Denver steals it, and they go to L.A. now. 2-0 with that lead. Let's get to the draft. Let's get to your team and the Denver Broncos that you cover on a daily basis and their odds for their first pick. Quarterback +145, defensive line /edge +180, cornerback +$4 available at Bet Rivers. Sean Payton got rid of a quarterback. They did pick up Zach Wilson. He's not going to be their starter. I think everybody agrees on that one. But you like Peyton to grab his quarterback. You think he's going to have to move or he's going to take a guy that's sliding. He always moves up. He never moves down.
You're right, Jimmy. I mean, Sean Payton didn't come to Denver to just be patient and draft a quarterback in year four of his tenure. I mean, he's got to draft a quarterback. I mean, what else is he going to do in the first round? He's an offensive guy. And so I don't know if he moves up, stays where he's at, or moves back. They don't have a lot of draft capital to move up. But I just don't see Sean Payton being patient in this situation and waiting for a quarterback. He was frustrated last year with Russell Wilson. I think he finds his quarterback. And if he has to move up to get that guy, he will. Situation for the Broncos would be just to stay where they're at, where they don't have to use that draft capital to move up. But I do think they take a quarterback in the first round.
On our divisional previews last year, we brought up Denver, and I said, look, give me Denver under. And I just said, this stylistically doesn't match. I mean, Peyton wants a guy that's going to get it out, get it out quick. He was, you know, spoiled by having a guy who got it out as quick as anybody, overcoming his measurables in Drew Brees. Russell Wilson likes to improv and roll, and it just really seemed, and we saw it on the sideline. I think with the Detroit game where he was just caught on camera getting after it. So stylistically, you think he's got a kind of zero in on a couple of guys as well?
I do. I don't know if they have the capital to move up to the fourth or fifth spot. Certainly, I don't think the Chargers want to trade with them in being in their own division.
Right.
But I do think, you know, if that guy gets to 8 or 9, they will try to make a move and get a quarterback. I just don't think Sean Payton is going to be messing around and having to go through another year like he went through last year. I think he wants a young quarterback to try to develop, and he's got a couple veterans. And now, like you mentioned, Jimmy, the Zach Wilson trade just gives him another guy, you know, to see what he's got there, add more depth to the room. But I still think they're going to be aggressive to get that quarterback in the first round.
All right, let's stay in the AFC West in the division, and let's the Las Vegas Raiders and Antonio Pierce taking over there. Here's their odds. Well, offensive line is plus 150. Cornerback is plus 175. Be 5 or 6 of those taken in the first round. And then quarterback at plus 350. They picked up a Gardner Minshew, but you think here's another team that's going to be aggressive and going getting a quarterback.
I do. When you don't have a quarterback and you're drafting right there in the middle of the first round, I mean, are you going to wait? When are you going to draft one? So you look at the Broncos, you look at the Raiders, you look at the Vikings. I think they all have to take a quarterback. So who's going to be the most aggressive? Who's going to move up? But I also think the Raiders are going to get a quarterback in the first round. They got Minshew. They got the guy they drafted last year out of Purdue. But I just don't think they believe either one of those guys is their long-term answer. So I think it's quarterback for the Raiders.
All right. And you're kind of quarterback, quarterback-centric here, because the total number of quarterbacks taken in the first round, the over-under is 4.5. The guys that we're looking at mostly is Michael Penix out of Washington and Bo Nix out of Oregon, both transfer quarterbacks. And both their over-unders are right around 30, you know, the low 30s, so right around to be taken late first, early second. But you think it's going to be teams cannot wait that much. You're willing to lay the minus 250, which is available right now at Bet Rivers, on over 4.5 quarterbacks.
Yeah, I mean, that's high odds, obviously. But I do. I think, you know, we saw what the Ravens did for Lamar Jackson. These teams want the fifth-year option. So if you do see one of these quarterbacks sliding down into the first round, late first round, I think you'll see a team move back in late first round to get that quarterback and make it 5 quarterbacks in the first round.
Brandon, I have to ask you about some things. And if you listen to some of the insiders and some handicappers like myself, and I say, man, the information is a little tight. It's a little tight this year. The league did step kind of make it known and reach out to its teams, its members, and say, please don't reveal your draft plans. Maybe because they're in partner with some of the sports books and the drafts and the, you know, in the different betting sites. And the betting sites, they don't dislike any more to book than the draft. I mean, they whine about it. They get beat on it usually. It's not competition. It's more information. That's why I hear at Bet Rivers, too, with 38 different states, there's pretty much 38 different guidelines on what you can bet in the NFL draft. But what's your thoughts on them kind of reaching out to their teams to try and to say, don't reveal your entire playbook on the NFL draft?
Yeah, I think you hit on it there, Jimmy. I think, you know, they're trying to, first of all, you know, you want to build suspense. You want to have people tuning in for that first pick, second pick, third pick, and people guessing on, you know, who's going to be selected. And then also, I think, you know, with gambling being legalized, you know, throughout the country, it's a big deal now. And so I think the NFL is looking at that also. But I like it. I like it. I like to be kind of I don't want to know every pick, because I love the draft. I can't wait for the draft. I can't wait for Thursday night and to see who these guys are selected. I think we feel pretty good about who's going first. But after that, you never quite know. We don't quite know who's it going to be. So that makes it fun.
Yeah, and it was once a time we'd sit and watch the Heisman Trophy presentation and didn't know there was some legitimate suspense. Now that there's odds on it, you're like, oh, they're never wrong. This thing is over. I mean, so we just want to see the guy's speech or something like that, but there it is, eliminated the suspense. And so certainly the NFL knows one thing, how to put on a TV show. So
right.
Let's see if they have a little bit more suspense and maybe a few more surprises this year. All right, Jimmy, out here on NFL Draft Week, giving you more some NFL picks. You know, last week we tried to find some way to get that Saints offensive line minus 225 price in there, and we put a parlay in. So we got the first half of the parlay. T-Wolves take care of the Suns in game one, minus a two. So that parlay plus 177 is halfway home. Still the Saints, so the Saints minus 225. It's now minus 305. So probably that's a little bit too high. Another team with the taking an offensive line. Last week it was minus 177. It's crept up a little bit to minus $2, but we still think it's worth it. The Baltimore Ravens, of course, with Lamar Jackson, they signed him and they surrounded him through the draft and the free agents acquisitions. They got, you know, Flowers in a draft, Odell in free agency. They surrounded him with a bunch of weapons. Well, that's not the problem anymore, but now they want to try and help out the offensive line. This is almost a lock. Now, minus $2. We're not going to lay the $2, so we're going to try and find a parlay. 76ers, game three on Thursday. Money line is minus 186. So, Baltimore to take an offensive lineman first in a 76ers game three money line. At plus 131. That's what that parlay is paying right now at Bet Rivers. Jaden Daniels has had an interesting week. Last week we gave out minus 235 to go number two overall. He's now at minus 335. So a little closing value there. Still a little bit of value on, still a bunch of value on Joe Alt going plus 425 at number five. Thing about it is two of the three trade partners maybe to move up to get that number five pick are in the same division as the Los Angeles Chargers. We know that Jim Harbaugh is a line of scrimmage coach. We like Joe Alt to go number five. Just hope that he holds on to that fifth pick. Still plus $4 is worth taking right now at Bet Rivers. First defensive player drafted. The favorite is Dallas Turner out of Alabama. Well, maybe the Alabama, inflated lines, maybe the Alabama inflated prices on their draft picks may calm down a little bit now that Nick Saban has retired. I think this is a case here, but it's also a case where the kid from the All-American from UCLA, the Washington transfer, Latu had to sit out because he had some serious medical. Man, he didn't show any signs of it. So there's kind of a little bit of whispers out there that there's some confidence. He is the highest graded overall defensive player in this draft, and we think that he's worth a shot at plus 250 to be taken at this first defensive player drafted that's available right now at Bet Rivers. So the UCLA defensive end to go be the first defensive player taken at plus 250. Dallas also has lost piece by piece, year by year on that offensive line. Lael Collins is now with the Cincinnati Bengals. Tryon Smith is now with the New York Jets. So they need to get an offensive lineman and rebuild that line, minus $2. So we don't want to lay the $2. Let's get to the NBA. The Lakers, after losing a double-digit lead in game one, losing a 20-point second-half lead in game two, the buzzer beater by Jamal Murray, they're plus 1.5 at home. They're going to get a game. We think this is the one. So Dallas to take an offensive lineman with their first pick, and the Lakers in game three, plus 1.5 on Thursday, is paying plus 186 right now at Bet Rivers. So there's some of the props for you for this NFL draft. Interesting that the league has reached out to its team members and urged them not to reveal their draft plans. Keep in mind, when you hear people talking about giving draft information, always hedging. We talk about hedging or not to hedge. These NFL insiders are hedging just about everything that they're putting out right now. So just be careful. The house is tired of losing on this event. For the NFL draft talk next week, we'll talk about how it impacted the future prices on some NFL teams right here in the Sports Bettors Paradise. I'm Jimmy Ott on the Bet Rivers Network.